Oh, we got a debate, guys, coming up. Boy, do we. This is exciting stuff coming up. Okay, the other day I covered a news article where the Pagans had a CO running a chapter out in Washington. Now, mind you, it was a 50-50 mix when it came to the replies. You know, I was accused of this and that, and then I sat there and said, well, wait a second. I defend them all the time. What, you can't have a different opinion? And I really didn't give my opinion in that piece. I just covered it as biker news. You guys make it as you will. It really don't matter to me because I don't care. But some of the responses were very, very interesting. Iron Order, the club everybody hates. The club everybody claims that is law enforcement. We all know that. Hell, there's clubs that started just like they did. Used the same playbook as they did when they first started. Started off with rockets, and then they went to 1% stuff. The whole nine yards started the same way. But it was an Iron Order that did it. See, here's the debate we're going to have. Iron Order chapters are getting flipped by major 1% clubs. Major ones. A lot of the expansions off a lot of Iron Order chapters. So let's go to some channel comments here. Shall we? Let's do it. First one. And I made sure to black it out. Because who wants to be freaking called out and get all kinds of, you know what, assholes and stuff. Anyway, the hypocrisy of these clubs is amazing. And this story is dripping with irony. They bash LE clubs. And the non-1% clubs that allow cops. Yet here, they are knowingly allowing someone from LE to run a chapter. That was one of the first comments that popped up on the video. So let's step back. Is he correct in what he's saying? Is it hypocrisy? Could be. It's up to you guys to decide that. Now, what's an LE? LE is anybody that has arresting powers or keeps your ass locked up behind the walls. Now, I once did a video, and it was actually defending an ex-national vice president who was a CO and led the Thug Riders for 10 years. And before they threw on a 1% patch, they were a non-1% club. And this is the guy who was leading them. So it was non-1%. So yeah, it was a smart move to have a CO around. Because the way I think of it is, hey, wait a second. They can mule stuff in and out of the prison to the membership. You know, that's just the street thinking. But when you throw a diamond on, and you have COs, and you have law enforcement in, it kind of don't mesh. You know what I mean? 1%ers are not supposed to have cops. They're not supposed to have COs. Now, that's the old way of thinking. I do not know how it goes in modern times, because everything's upside down. So let's get that argument out of the way. Well, you said this. They were a non-1% club. They were started by cops and COs, rockets, and it was a different type of scene. Get that straight. So Iron Order, on the white side, even though they're a mixed race club, is hated by everybody. So what are 1% clubs doing, and I'm talking about majors, recruiting them and flipping entire chapters for expansion? The hypocrisy that this guy's talking about is kind of pretty real, don't you think? If you hate them so much, why are you flipping them? I thought they were a cop club. See, there's going to be a lot of comments in the comment section because most people are going to see Iron Order and say, well, they're a bunch of cops. It's a cop club. Instead of going through the debate and the material and say, oh, wait a second. We actually have 1% clubs doing this stuff. Now, it's going to be even more interesting, this next one that we're going to go to. Longtime listener, good debate. Good debate. I have to say, I love a good debate. Who has cops in the club? 16s? What's the names? Gorilla? Everybody knows Gorilla. Used to be a detective, is what it is. He's, you know, I hear he's a good guy. And Touche, you have defended them in the past. You're damn right I have defended them. I defend any club, regardless of who they are, if they're being done wrong in the news. That's what a lot of these other idiots don't get, is I try to stay on the line and try to present both sides. But people, because they're hooked on phonics dropouts, don't understand that very premise. Yes, I have defended them in the past. I've actually got, blown up in the email box saying all I do is defend them. So, get that. Now, but you're sitting there saying because they got COs in the club, they got cops. Well, COs are law enforcement. What do they call them behind the bars? Ask any inmate, ask anybody that's served. They call them a bunch of colorful names, but they are cops. And as to the Iron Order, as I said it before, I'll say it again. They ain't Iron Order anymore, baby. They might have started as IO. They realized they made a mistake and they went to a real club. Very interesting statement there, isn't it? They ain't Iron Order anymore, baby. I thought that most big major clubs wouldn't accept Iron Order because the fact that it was considered a law enforcement club. So, do you agree with that statement that they ain't Iron Order anymore? See, what I find amazing is people will bash them, and then all of a sudden they'll support them because they flipped clubs. You see where I'm getting at, people? They used to hate them. It's the same person. Same people in the chapter that they hate because they were Iron Order. But as soon as that chapter flips and they pay their money, well, wait a second. Now I support them. How asinine is that way of thinking, baby? You want to say, baby, what kind of asinine thinking is that? They're the same people that came from Iron Order, which you all claim to hate. You know what? Regardless in this debate, I really don't care who's who. I don't care who they accept, who they don't. It really doesn't matter to me. I find it an interesting debate, and I find it to be very interesting of how people really just change with the winds of what's happening. Not only the supporters, but the club. The supporters are the loudest ones, man. Trust me, I know that all the time. If you do one bad segment on a club that has supporters, you hear about it. Then they go around saying, well, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing it. It's biker news, get over it. If you don't know what news is, go talk to friggin' these major networks. You're not giving them hell. So let me know your thoughts. The question is it hypocrisy, like the one comment where everybody bashes on clubs that accept cops, like the Iron Order, or those that took their lead from them? Is it hypocrisy? Let me know in the comments section. Don't forget to like and subscribe the video, share it around, all that good stuff. I'll talk to you guys later. This is going to be a good debate. I'd like to see some real good stuff here, man. But look in the comments. You'll see it, too. As soon as I post this. Well, they're a cop club. But 1%ers are flipping them. Go figure. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one.